The HMC Flooring pre-game interview.
And he's had to guide through a very interesting era. He would never have thought that a pandemic would be thrown his way to see local football and netball so impacted. But Craig Keating's done a wonderful job, and we're going to speak to him for the last time. He's joined us in the Carroll Box. Craig, welcome to you.
Thanks, King. It's been a pleasure.
Quite bizarre that our first ever GFL broadcast was here at St Albans Reserve, doing St Albans and Colac round one, what was, I think, round two brought forward last year. And here we are once again. I didn't think we ever thought we'd see a grand final being played here, to be honest.
Well, look, it's been a long time coming, having some grand finals on local grounds, and I think it's an opportunity this year to test the water for it, and I think there's an appetite for it. So I'm sure it'll be a great atmosphere here, and St Albans have done an enormous job getting the ground up to speed. It's in fantastic condition, and they've done a great job hosting us this morning. So well done to all.
Yeah, absolutely. An interesting final series. North Shore was fantastic last Saturday afternoon. There were a lot of naysayers, and I know there was a couple of issues, but for the most part, the day worked.
Never in doubt. I knew that they would step up. It was a look, Newcombe the same in the Bellarine. It's an opportunity for those clubs to show what they can do. And you're right, there were naysayers, but I never had any doubt they wouldn't rise to the occasion. They're both really solid clubs that know what they're doing, and they did a fantastic job, and they presented their clubs in a really great light, which is important.
How does Craig Keating feel on his last official grand final day?
It's mixed, Kingy, to be fair. There's a bit to go on still, so it's our last my last official function, I suppose, but there's still a lot to do in the next couple of months with our strat plan. But yeah, no, I've got mixed feelings about it all, but I'm pretty sure I'll find something to do with my time.
Bell Parker looking for a new coach, Craig. Do you feel like you might be able to step back into that sort of path? I was talking to Piggy before, no,
those sort of roles aren't my cup of tea. I think I said earlier this morning that I got the flick out of a footy team to go and be president because I was more important at 28 to be a president than a footy player, and that gave the ego a bit of a touch up. But anyway, no, that's what it is. But no, I love doing what I do, and it's been fantastic.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
I watch Collingwood every week.
Why?
Because I love them.
Oh, geez. I knew there was a property somewhere along the line, Craig.
What time are you leaving today?
And I'll stay till the end. I've committed to that. I did that at Bellarine Grand Final as well. I made my feelings known to the upper echelons. They didn't take any notice. So I'm sending them a bill for what I reckon we could have got extra at the gate. So I'll do that.
What's been your... Obviously, the greatest challenge was COVID, the pandemic, and the last couple of years. What's been your greatest achievement, do you think, in the role?
Oh, I think the greatest achievement has been the embracing of all of our leagues into becoming affiliated with AFL Bowen, the cooperation between the leagues and clubs and AFL Bowen. I think that's been fantastic. There's a lot of things we haven't got everything right, first to admit that, but I think we've got more right than wrong, and I think that we've moved forward as a football and netball organisation in the region. So I think it's brought things together, and there's a lot more cooperation going on, and there's an opportunity to fix up some things that need to be done in the coming years.
What do you think are a couple of the challenges that might be facing the new board chair and others the commission?
Yeah, no, Jason, it's a fair question. We've got probably going to have to integrate at least four new clubs into our competitions in the next 5 years. And that may sound easy, but it will inevitably mean some change to the existing structures as well. And we might have not got that 100% right when we attempted to make that promotion relegation thing. And it's not about that anymore. It's about having clubs play where they can represent their communities and play good footy at the best level they can. But we do have to be able to place some new clubs into appropriate competitions. We'll learn from the Western region, where they had a few new clubs that they dumped into competitions and they were nearly broke inside 6 months. We won't allow that to happen. And we'll evolve our clubs from the bottom up. And there's going to be four or five of them in the next 5 years or so.
Where are they? Armstrong Creek, Torquay North,
yep.
Those sorts
Surf Coast
of places.
Suns, they are on the verge. They'll nearly have a full complement of juniors, if not next year, the year after. And from that grows another club, obviously.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, Armstrong Creek, Mount Dunede, Oakdean, Ocean Grove is growing rapidly. Mm. And there's opportunities to integrate clubs in different ways. There's lots of things we can do. And even Lovely Banks is going to be housing a whole host of new people. So there's enormous growth in the region. And when you think about it, our junior comps are almost double the size they were 20 years ago. But we play the same number of senior games of football every week.
The thing, though, with that is you've got to be careful not to cannibalise your current clubs, don't you? Because you've got some clubs who, and you talk about Lovely Banks, but I think of Anarchy being a club that should be able to draw on that area.
100%. And we're acutely aware of that. And those clubs, we work with them already, but we are prepared to work with them to get a great outcome for them. But it's not for us to say, you must do this, you must do that. We need to show them that what we're offering is a viable and better alternative for them.
for HMC Flooring, speaking with outgoing AFL Barwon Chair Craig Keating. He's Matty Kershaw on K-Rock Footy.
It's fair to say, though, on the back of that, then, it would be tough for those clubs to create any junior programs as well. Like, the Anarchies, North Shore don't even have a junior program as such. So, I mean, by creating extra in sort of similar areas, it really, that, to me, would be a bit of an issue with establishing junior programs with those teams.
Yeah, look, Kersh, we've definitely been an advocate for having a northern area junior competition with a coaching mentor and some really good people to put those programs in place to benefit all of the clubs. It's fair to say there's been the odd roadblock, but I think there's been a step taken this year that might make it a bit easier. I believe all those northern district area clubs need to embrace that opportunity, and we need to grow that, and that's a really important piece of the puzzle. But the clubs that have been able to build those junior bases, they will be the ones that we need to be able to accommodate in the coming years.
Yep.
The Bellarine Gate. Now, we don't seem to hear figures like we used to. They used to be published and the like, but the word going around was that gate, despite the Geelong-Collingwood qualifying final, may have been a record, if not close to.
Yep, it was a record, Kingy. The exact sum is around the 45 to 50K. There's a lot of variables with internet banking and all that kind of stuff now, so there's a few variables in there, but it was an excellent day and it was a bumper crowd. I still believe it could have been better, but that's what it is. What it is. Yep. But, the crowds have been fantastic. Colac had a record gate last week. GD had a record gate last week. Given a bit of fair weather and stuff, we can get the same today. And the place looks fantastic. There's all sorts of facilities for people to be able to get a good view of the game, particularly on the eastern side of the ground. There's lots of opportunity for people, so I'd recommend everyone to come down and enjoy the occasion.
Have you got any regrets or things you might have done differently over the last decade? I know you mentioned maybe the restructure or the promotion relegation back in 16-17 could have been handled differently.
Yeah, not regrets. Yeah, probably. We wanted to make it really clear and really no wriggle room for things to not be in place. And I think that was, with the benefit of hindsight, probably a mistake. But at the same time, I think the work that was done holds us in good stead to know more about our clubs, and we've been able to assist some clubs through it. There are some clubs definitely that are at, not the crossroads, but are really struggling to build a program that can be successful. But we want to help the existing clubs. That's our primary aim, and we think that we need to sit down with them and work out the best way forward to do that and do it collaboratively from now on.
So what's something maybe that you would have hoped to have got done that you haven't, unfortunately, been able to see through?
Maybe the affiliation that we have with all our clubs and leagues is strong. I think maybe we could have been a little bit... the junior program has got a few wrinkles. I think the netball, I'd like to see some level of grading in the netball, which I know is very controversial. That's something that I thought we could have got up and running. But I understand that there are barriers to that as well in terms of participation and family. But we've learned a lot from all those, so I don't regret any of it. But there are some things that I would have liked to have got over the line. But I think in the main, we've got two magnificent facilities reports, the G21 that's delivered $50 million plus of facilities, and there's more of that to come. So we reckon there's a lot to come.
Craig? You've done a wonderful job. You've steered the competitions as chair through a very interesting period. As I said, you would never have known you'd be confronted by a pandemic that would cost us 1 year and not see out another one. But there's a lot to come in local footy and netball. Your legacy will remain for a heck of a long time, long after you're gone and we're gone. And they'll still talk about the Craig Keating era getting things underway for AFL Barwon. You've been a great supporter of ours at K-Rock. I know you and I have had a lot of chats over the journey. I wish I could publish what we've spoken about off the record and talk about.
Really? Hang on a minute. Can we get into those?
Is there a book coming?
Maybe one day. But Craig, you've been a great servant. To come in, obviously, as an outsider too, from the Western District and step in and be able to align a lot of different factions into one is an incredible effort, and to you, full kudos, and we really appreciate your time and your support of our broadcast.
Thanks, King, and you guys do a great job. As I've said before, we love the coverage you give, and your calls are really professional, and good luck today and great calling.
Fantastic. Thanks, Craig. Keating joining us here. The HMC Flooring pre-game interview.